This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we should add, too, this is Lackland Air Force Base that has at least 2,000 illegal alien children from Latin America there. And New York Times admits they're moving them all over the country to cover it up. Even the New York Times admits that. And it's all because they do catch and release. I mean, of course, everybody's going to pour in. When if you get here now, you're legal and you get welfare immediately. You can sit on your butt for the rest of your life as long as you vote to take my guns.
Yeah, and one of the things I noticed when we got to Lackland Air Force Base was the heightened security. You know, usually, well, for the Air Force, they have what's called security forces versus MPs. But these guys were strapping M4s over the chest. You know, that's usually you've got like a 9 or something like that, a Beretta on the side. These guys, heightened security, M4s around the chest, ready to go, you know, coming through. I thought that was kind of odd.
Is that because they were guarding gods?
Yeah, they're guarding America's new dreamers, apparently.
Other observations?
Well, it took a little bit to find it. We stopped and talked to a few airmen, some contract workers, and found our way over there to the area. And as we pulled in, it's actually right on the edge of one of the gates you go through. And on the other side, there was a hotel. We actually went up on that hotel and got some of that inside footage in, looking in. But they have these fences up all around it. They've got contracted people there taking out trash. They're buying really nice water, too. It was a nice brand of water, not the cheap, you know, 50-cent bottles. It's probably more of, you know, your $3 bottle water.
But the military sat there for 4 days under orders at Katrina and didn't give water to people. No. They were ordered to not give it out. That came out in the news. But the illegals, they get everything.
Oh, they get everything. I mean, they're probably eating lobster tails right now, you know? I mean, they were out there singing songs, playing soccer. I mean, having a better time than I have. I mean, it's a misappropriation of funds. We're spending all this money, and it shouldn't be going to them. I mean, we've got people. We've got problems right here in America we can't even fix, and we're dumping all this money into that.
Well, these are the future voters.
I just don't get it. We got 529,000.
Can you imagine Mexico saying, get here, Americans, and you're legal, and we'll pay for everything?
I can't imagine that at all. You know, right now we got 529,000 to 840,000 veterans homeless right now on a given day, without a place to stay, without anything at all, and no one does anything for them. Nothing at all.
Homeland Security says veterans are the number one terror threat. They're the enemy. You don't give the enemy any help.
Yeah, I just don't know what our government's coming to nowadays. It's you know, like I said, when I joined, I joined with a pure thought that I was going to be serving my country, you know, and that I was going to get my college paid for and have these benefits when I got out, you know, and then you get out and you realize it's just a big scam. You know, we're dumping all this money and it looks like a FEMA camp proving ground.
Well, that's the angle nobody's looked at yet. They had a plan to legitimize FEMA camps. And they said, we'll use a wave of immigrants from Latin America as the pretext to roll out these bases. And then during an economic collapse, they'll already be there and the idea will be sold. So see how we're kind of saying, hey, our vets need help like this. That's actually kind of the plan. Oh, you will get the help now.
I mean, Fort A.P. Hill's got that, military base that's trained to fight people here. And then you got these camps. I mean, it's all coming together full circle.
I've got the article here in my stack. Let me see if I can find it, where the New York Times admits today that they're flying the illegals in all over the country. Here's Joe Biden. The U.S. needs consistent, unrelenting stream of immigrants. Yeah, but not ones with leprosy or that have no job or bankrupt. Homeland Security Chief Jeh Johnson admits for need for border reform, which means more open borders. Border Sheriff likens influx of illegal immigrants to Hurricane Katrina. And then here in one of my articles, I'm going to find it in just a second, they literally has the New York Times admitting there's a cover-up of how many are here and where they're going and that the media is not allowed to go into it. And meanwhile, I have this article out of Reuters and also RT's reporting it. Obama cites Australian gun confiscation program as example for U.S. I mean, that should be heart attack level announcement. He's saying, I may use an executive order outside of law. He's already doing this with the illegals. We're going to have more on the Nightly News tonight. More of the HD footage up on InfoWars.com. Good job.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Dan Bongino, who I would call a true patriot, Tea Party type candidate, not running from that label. He is just absolutely, you know, 99-1 against his opponent, and is barring any plane crashes or whatever. And believe me, Obama doesn't like him, so that's a serious issue. Dan Bongino is probably going to end up being in Congress. And it's because he doesn't run from liberty, and he doesn't sit there and mince his words that he's so popular. And, of course, he was the top Secret Service agent on the foreign details and was a rising star in the whole operation, but had to resign because he could not be part. He's told the story many times, so I'm just recapping it. He can put it in his own words if he wants to. He would not compromise. And he said he was hearing things and seeing things working for Obama that were so immoral and so bad and so anti-American that he couldn't sleep at night. Since he left a few years ago, he's been broken into, his office, you name it. His car has been messed with. He's been harassed. He's been threatened. They might arrest him like Dinesh D'Souza. They might arrest him like the governor, you know, former governor of Virginia. I mean, folks, this isn't a game, okay? You got a crooked toenail, they're going to arrest you. And I'm not going off of that angle here, to try to be melodramatic. This is happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to get into the stuff that goes on around here, but I mean, it's Creepville. Okay? Feds going and talking to people that know me, family, you name it, trying to intimidate them, trying to freak them out. Obama is doing things that have never been done. I mean, it makes Nixon, who did, you know, had a list of 100 people, just a list of their income tax, and he had to step down finally because of that. We're talking about auditing and harassing the Tea Party, pro-life groups. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. And we've got Dan Bongino to the bottom of the hour running for Congress, and he needs more support because the electronic voting machines, you name it. I've talked to all the electronic voting machine experts, like Bev Harris and others, who's got the HBO special, Hacking Democracy. And she said, it's landslides that the vote fraud people can't beat. So Bongino should win with 90% because the backlash is so big. He'll probably win with 60%. So we've got to have like 50 points on the board just to win the football game. We've got to have 50 extra points because they're going to cheat so much. You understand? It's an uphill battle, but we can win it. Sometimes it's easier to win an uphill battle than a downhill battle. That's what makes us stronger, as Nietzsche said. So I wanted to cover the waterfront with him. And as a former federal law enforcement officer, what does he make of telling illegals we're going to release you, even aggravated felons, child rapists, bank robbers, you name it, 60-something thousand in the last 2 months, cutting almost all the deportations, red carpeting to hundreds of thousands of illegal kids, thousands per military base, the border has imploded, the head of the Border Patrol Union came out again today, it's on Infowars.com, and said, this is designed to implode the border. Well, of course it does. It isn't a humanitarian crisis, it is a takeover, and I want to see Dan Bongino, with his highly informed former New York cop as well, former became a Secret Service agent, what he sees from his perspective of what this is, because saying our military's under NATO, funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria, now they're taking over Iraq with the weapons, that's on record. Fast and furious, not getting in trouble for that. I mean, I'm living in a twilight zone here. What is happening, Dan?
Yeah, Alex, it's, you know, as I said, in a previous interview I had done, it is, I think it's worse than people really know. Now, your audience is pretty informed. I knock on a lot of doors, and especially out in Western Maryland, you have a big support base out there. A lot of folks know me from your show out there. But, not many are. There are a lot of other folks out there that really don't understand the level of lawlessness going on. It is absolutely unprecedented. I mean, we have liberal Jonathan Turley, a liberal professor who absolutely supports liberal priorities and legislation, saying, you know, this is the president that Nixon always wanted to be. You know, it's like there's so many leaks in the House, you're running out of fingers to plug the leaks with, and no one knows where to start. It's so bad, Alex, that the two liberal senators here in Democratic, very blue Maryland, very liberal senators, Mikulski and Cardin, they just had a statement, one of them, I think it was Cardin, put out, where the citizens of Baltimore City, pretty liberal city by anyone's standards, came out and said, no, we can't take these the illegals here. They're trying to put them up in an empty building in Baltimore City, and they're saying, we can't even take care of our own city. This isn't some kind of a hotel over here, folks. We have to clean up our own neighborhoods first, take care of our own problems. I mean, that's how out of control it is. They're even losing, not just Democrats, they're even losing liberals. I mean, if that doesn't speak to a level of unprecedented, intentional legislative chaos, then I don't know what else does. So we're in a dangerous time. And you're right, I'm glad you said that. This isn't melodrama, because people, oh, don't be melodramatic. No, no, be melodramatic, folks. I'm telling you, I saw a lot of this stuff on the inside, the wheeling and dealing, and both of these parties selling, you know, one party selling you out to big business, the other one selling you out to big government. You know, it's like a horse trade, you know? Who's going to cut us the bigger check when we vote this way? I mean, it is really time to get out there at these voting booths and vote for liberty candidates who walk the walk, and everybody talks the talk, but who actually get out there and walk the walk.
What does it say, though, to the establishment that everyone's running away from Obama, but at the same time, he's doing everything he wants, acting as a dictator, as many constitutional lawyers have said? I'm not saying, again, he's going to stay in office and that he will be a de facto dictator forever. I'm saying the bureaucracy, the Democratic Party, is acting in a dictatorial, lawless way, whether it's, I mean, they admit it, violated dozens of federal laws to just release prisoners without the 30-day hearings with Congress. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want on every front, and the precedent's being set. What do you think the battle plan is with Obama, because I've got to say this, he's much worse than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, Mr. Bongino, I'm beyond scared. I am more shell-shocked right now that this is so over the top. I mean, I guess it's like finding out your neighbor's got 30 dead bodies in their backyard. It's just, it's a normal person, I don't think, I know why the public doesn't know what to do, because I don't know what to do. It's faced with this level of just foaming at the mouth criminality. What do you think we should do? And what are they thinking as there's a total resistance forming against them?
Well, listen, if I had a battle plan, and you're right, a lot of people don't know what to do, and it's no fault of theirs. It's just so much. You're being hit on 30 different fronts. You know, to steal a line from the left, they're 30-front war, and they do this intentionally. You know, the Cloward Piven model, just overload the system. Here's what you do. Number one, we have to build public pressure. I say that a lot because I get to the question all the time. You know, do you support Obama's impeachment? And I tell people, frankly, no, you haven't won the public case. And people say, what do you think, he hasn't broken laws? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you, folks, we have not built the public case yet. You are talking about a process, a legal process. It's like an indictment. That's what impeachment is. It's like an indictment for the president. You then have to try the case. You don't indict a case, you're not going to win. You don't. We haven't built the public pressure. That's number one. How do we do that? So here's the battle plan. We have got to find more whistleblowers. We have to find people on the inside, like me, willing to speak out and say, hey, folks, this is not right. And right now, what I don't understand, Alex, is where are the people in the DOJ, the FBI agents within the DOJ administrative staff coming out and saying, hey, this IRS thing, we were sending, you know, they were sending confidential donor information to the DOJ. Where's the person saying, hey, I was the one who had sent, this isn't right, we got to change it? Where are the IRS agents speaking out and saying, hey, when I swore my oath, Alex, it was to the Constitution, not to anything else. You know, where are these folks? You know, and the third part of this process, so public pressure, you know, getting people on the inside to speak out. But the third part is we have to build an electoral presence, too. It's not just good enough anymore to vote for Republicans. Frankly, it's useless. It's almost destroying the cause because we get these squishes in there. They don't do anything. And then they tarnish the brand to make it even worse. It's time to start voting for liberty-oriented candidates who you hold to account. Don't put it there. Don't make a golden calf out of anyone. We hold to account, but you can at least trust that they can talk the talk and walk the walk. You know, when they get out there and they shake your hand, they can look you in the eye, and you believe these people, they understand what's going on with the Fed. They understand, you know, Cloward Piven. They understand what's going on with why the Constitution was written as a document of negative powers by the government, what they can't do to you. You know, that's the kind of folks. We get through that three-step process. Eventually, we'll have something to do, but you know, you can't just say, oh, we got to impeach the president. Okay, you're going to lose, just like you did with Clinton. And then you know what happens? You make them more powerful. I mean, we have to have an actual tactical battle plan going forward. And just throwing out stuff like that without an actual plan to implement it is just a suicide plan.
Well, I agree with you, and you're actually technically right. As you know, the House indicts the president, the Senate then fries him. And so you've got to actually go after them with more than just a intern. They wanted to go after him on the intern because it was isolated to just lying to a grand jury. It was isolated to only one issue that protected the political class. The truth is, if the Republican leadership wanted to go after him for Solyndra or wanted to go after him for Benghazi or Fast and Furious or any of it, they could prove it and bring him down. But there's not the moral will because it's a bunch of establishment rhinos. But as they get replaced, as we're about to see in this midterm election, as we just saw this amazing primary win by David Brat, I'd like you to speak to that, because bottom line, the Democrats are going for the full takeover right now. What's your take on Brat? B, and Republicans winning primaries all over the place as well. What do you think the establishment's going to do to try to counter that?
Oh, let me tell you something. Brat was a wake-up call, not just for our side, the grassroots liberty lovers out there, but you don't think they're going to take this lying down. This is like a UFC match where you think you're going to kick the guy's butt. All of a sudden, he wallops you in the face, and you're like, oh, boy, this isn't going to be as easy a fight as I thought. The establishment, I'm in D.C. all the time, meeting with grassroots warriors over there, doing God's work. They know for a fact that that the establishment's now rearming again. They're not going to be, and let me give you a quote from one of them, they're not going to be surprised again. So they are understanding that the people knocking on the doors and waving the signs are not with them. So they're going to go out and they're going to try and do what they always do. They're going to try to buy elections. They're going to try and put people like me down. They're going to try and put Chris McDaniel down. You know, there's a John Carr in Tennessee. They're going to try and put folks down. They're going to try to suppress them because that's what they do. That's all they can do, Alex. They lost the people a long time ago. You know, there's an insurrection going on in the Republican Party right now. And it's just hysterical, too, how, like, the left, you know, they just go along with their candidate randomly. Like, you put a D in front of their name, and, oh, it's all good. It doesn't even matter what they stand for. And the media is in such a tizzy because they can't believe the fact that there are liberty-loving folks out there that actually care about liberty. They're like, what do you mean they didn't elect Eric Cantor? That's a surprise. He was their leader. Now, he ain't my leader. I'm not. I don't subscribe to what I don't worship Golden Calf, okay? He did not stand up for the people. He's not out there shaking the hands. He was not standing for the cause of liberty, and people didn't get behind him. I don't know why the media is so surprised. I think they're surprised because they don't have the values we do, and they don't understand that liberty actually matters because they believe in a redistributionist state run by the bureaucratic elites who sit there with their bow ties and tell us all what to do while we all go broke and they enrich themselves at our expense. Well, not no more. Those days are over. I'm not subscribing to that. Not one more day.
Well, that brings me to my next point. We saw the tragic two police officers and a citizen killed. And if you even believe the official story, because who knows with the establishment these days, you got a guy with crazy Joker videos that looks completely mentally ill, into death cults with his girlfriend, just like you've got these other kids stabbing, you know, little girls to death because, you know, there's another comic book character they like. And they're trying to blame Ronald Reagan and Rand Paul and me and saying we're responsible when all I ever say is we don't want a violent revolution. We want a peaceful restoration. And I'm really concerned that Obama came out. It was on CBS 2 days ago. But here's the headline. Obama cites Australia's gun confiscation program as example for U.S. And now, if they actually try to have an executive order on some type of gun confiscation, say, of semi-autos, and if they try to send out armored vehicles like they're doing in California to confiscate guns, I mean, this is a powder keg, and I think if I was Obama and I wanted to take over, I would try to stir up the libertarian constitutional movement and try to push people into a corner. I mean, we see these headlines about veterans are the number one terror threat with no evidence of that, no crime statistics to show that. What I'm getting at is it looks like they're trying to start some type of civil war.
Well, remember, the only way to get you in America, which is generally a country of good people, generally, I mean, we've been the most philanthropic country in the history of Earth, you know, to really hate their neighbor and to vote against them is to demonize them and put them in the boxes, union, non-union, black, white, Hispanic, immigrant, man, woman, war on women. That's what the left does. Remember, the Republican Party generally, at least the good ones, they don't do that. They run on, let's cut your taxes, let's defeat Obamacare, that kind of stuff. The left doesn't do that. The left runs on this agenda of this guy's not you, therefore you should not like him. Vote for me. I'll keep the not you away from
they
you.
They vote on class warfare. They vote on division. They vote on racial strife. They are not liberals. I mean, I've got to say it. I mean, the Democratic Party is a pack of mentally ill criminals. Now, I'm not talking about their grassroots people. A lot of them mean well. But I've got to say, when you look at MSNBC and these people, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, because I knock on a lot of doors out there, and I knock on Democrats with high voter scores, people who show up. And a lot, believe me, a lot of them are frustrated, too. They're Democrats because their parents are. I mean, my mother's a Democrat, and she'll never vote Democrat again. She was a JFK Democrat. You know, those days are over. But, you know, you brought up an interesting point, too, about them, you know, pinpointing people like yourself and other talk radios. Oh, look what you guys did. But keep in mind, Alex, think of that. This is the hypocritical fraud these people in the media are. They never mentioned Floyd Corkin. You know, Floyd Corkins, who shot up the Family Research Council. And he said
he did it because of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it clear as day, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the biggest leftist kooks you've ever seen, who if you say anything about anything, if you are pro-life, you're a hate group, according to these nuts. This guy said, I read about the Family Research Council and their stance on gay marriage, and I didn't like. So he basically shot the place up. The media almost completely ignores the story, and yet you get these two psychopaths. there too. And all of a sudden, every conservative who's ever preached liberty and low taxes is somehow related. I mean, think about the utter stupidity of that. But that's the media. And I'll tell you what, I just ignore it. I know it's hard because they don't like you because you do something that scares them and that commands attention. They don't want that. See, the media wants to monopolize the megaphone, and you got this guy coming up behind them saying, wait, I can do that too, and they don't like that. So they have to say, oh, be careful, they're dangerous. Don't look at these guys. But they don't admit their own role with Corkin, you know, Jared Lee Loeffner, you know, even going back to Oswald. Oswald was a leftist.
They're even trying now in the news, like I'm looking for the article right here, to basically say that David Brat is weird because he says Hitler could happen again. Well, I mean, of course tyranny can happen again. It happens most of the time. So I mean, again, it's like Obama saying and Biden and all these speeches and Kerry, come back to government. Believe in it again like it's a religion.
Right.
Trust it. It's the answer. Don't listen to people that warn about tyranny. Well, that's what America's all about.
Yeah. No, they'll pick Brat apart, anything he said, because they are so desperate to make this story go away. Because what bothers them, Alice, more than anything we've spoken about in this phone call, is a grassroots insurrection against big government Republicans and Democrats. That drives them nuts because the fact is, and you know this as well as I do, there's some people in the Republican Party that are friends to big government Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
They all sell out to the same
John Boehner?
Yeah, these people are not leaders. They just sell out to a different golden calf they kneel before. Either way, you've sold out. They're not bedrocked in real values. The fact that a grassroots rebellion in Virginia 7 could unseat the second most powerful man in Congress. Think about that. With no money, nothing, peanuts, a tip in a restaurant in donation terms for fundraising, that they could unseat him by double digits. These guys are running in fear. They will do anything to discredit Brat. You're going to see these stories every day. You know, Brat pulled a girl's hair once in eighth grade. You're going to see it every day. And it just
remember the Democrats with Rand Paul when he won the primary?
Oh.
They went out and dressed up as hayseeds and said racist things on TV, and it turned out they actually worked for the Democratic Party.
Oh, that's all that's all they have, though. They don't have anything else. You know what bothers them most about Brat? He gets up there and he actually understands how the biggest form of taxation this country's ever seen is the Fed. He goes up there and explains, hey, folks, if you have a dollar and I tax you 25 cents, I've taken 25 cents. You have 75 cents left. But if I go out there and I give you a dollar, right, and I tax away the value of it via inflation and you only have, it's only worth 10 cents, I've taxed you 90 cents whether you know it or not. And he explains this in common sense economic terms. The left is like, wait, we can't have that information out there, folks. Information is dangerous unless we can lie to people about it.
Well, Dan, I got to say it. I mean, you're super articulate. You're a smart guy. Your book's already a bestseller. I mean, you would be perfect in Congress, and I don't want to have to knock on wood here. But, I mean, you were telling me during the break when we first got you on that things are going really well, but they could pull a lot of tricks. People need to get behind you in Maryland. They need to get behind every other true liberty-based candidate. And people can just hear what you're speaking. You're a whistleblower. You exposed Obama. I know you've gone through a lot of harassment. People need to pray for you and your family. Have you gotten any more harassment?
Yeah, it's always, you know, one of our security cameras messed with. It's always something. It's always there. And I just roll with it. You know, we all have to make sacrifices. I'm a believer in the second creation, and you pay your dues here. So I'm not worried about it. The fight. People have no one's as powerful as, George III, right? So I'm not that worried about it.
You know, it's funny that I go through some harassment as well, and you'd like – I don't know what it is. You don't like to talk about it. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's going on. It's like you don't even want to give it attention that they're doing it. But it's important to show what scum these people are.
You know what? It is. I don't, because I think it incentivizes more of it. And I have two daughters. But secondly, you know, I'm 6'1", 215 pounds. I grew up boxing and wrestling and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I was fighting with the Gracies when no one knew who they were. So I got a pretty thick skin. I got the facial scars and broken nose to prove it. So I'm not really worried about these bow tie wearing foie gras.
No, I get it. Absolutely. You're calling their bluff. Dan Bongino, Bongino.com. Folks can follow him on Facebook, going there and following it through. Thank you for the time, and I can't wait to call you Congressman here on the broadcast and turn this country around. Thank you so much for your courage.
Hey, you got it, Alex.
All right, I'm going to say it. There goes Congressman Dan Bongino. Folks, I'm telling you, They're going to try to pull a false flag and blame the Tea Party. Get ready for that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, I tend to get almost hysterical on air. And it's because I'm sitting here looking at what's happening, and it's not even my own analysis. The globalists admit what they're doing. They've done it in other countries before, but never as spectacular as they're doing it here. They are telling illegal aliens to come here, and they can just stay and be given free welfare. And the border is just collapsing, and Border Patrol are on record saying they're collapsing it. They're not letting the media in. Obama is saying on CBS News, quote, Obama cites Australia's gun confiscation program as example for U.S., says he's preparing to act with executive order. I mean, that is ominous off the chart. I was talking about getting Larry Pratt back on this Sunday, because I'm always getting Larry Pratt on, it seems, on Sunday. Maybe we should just get him on tomorrow, because that can't wait. The head of Gun Owners of America. I mean, this is just making me sick at my stomach. I don't want to have to leave the U.S. I don't want to be in the middle of a civil war. I mean, are we really going to let them destroy our prosperity, raise taxes to the point everybody goes bankrupt? I mean, really? Kill the country? Really? Really? Total NSA spying on the Liberty Movement. Criminals run free. Big banks launder the drug money. The brainwashing of our children everywhere. Social engineering. A giant political class out of control. Paramilitary police everywhere, pointed at the general public, working for the criminal class. And remember, police and military, you are the ones that are going to enforce for this scum. What a nightmare situation. And I'm not being negative. I'm trying to protect what's good in this world by being honest about what's happening in it. And it's not just rhetoric. It's not just we have a lot of proof. It's now flagrantly obvious they're doing everything they can to destroy this country out of pure hatred of what America once stood for. Ideals.
Is that what Napolitano was talking about years ago?
Ideals. That were never fully realized. But ideals that scare them. You can point out all the problems of America. The issue is the ideals were revolutionary. The ideals were the Renaissance. The ideals were human empowerment. The ideals are dangerous to tyrants who want to run things through gangs and thugster gangsterism, not through the free market of having the better ideas, being the more talented, being the more interesting. And you've had a lot of corruptions in the world, but that went on for a long time because the corrupt just wanted to run things, but they wanted prosperity because that gave them a bigger system to be proud of, a bigger cash cow that they liked because it was their system. The globalists are the worst, folks. They hate manly men on record. They hate feminine women. They hate beauty. They hate power. They hate true honor. They hate people that are innately strong because they're a bunch of creepy globalists that got into power by being spiders, folks. And they don't like those of us that aren't scum. And they want to bring us down because they're scared of us, and they should be, because historically, ancestrally, it is the good guys that bring them down every time. And they have a race memory to that. The criminal, the control freak, and its genetic line that's in all races, colors, and creeds, has a memory. It has an instinct of how to beat us. And it thinks that it can hide behind the complexity of the world, hide by the bigness of it, and hide behind the vestigial prosperity that's left over from freedom. And also they hide behind acting weak and liberal and supine, and they want to help you and let's be friendly. You know, you should be guilty. You should prove you're nice. You should be altruistic. You should pay for the tens of millions of illegals and give them free everything, or you're not a good host. They use our goodness against us. And then you study the elite and the stuff they're into, it just runs from bad to worse. And you realize they are just these incredibly evil people who are epically bad. You look at Bill Clinton, epically bad. Hillary Clinton, epically bad. You look at the stuff the Rothschilds are into, epically bad. You look at the Rockefellers, just talk about a demonic energy to do bad. and to screw up societies and do horrible things. They're involved in everything. Everything. You look at George Soros and his life, and he is epically bad. I mean, you actually marvel, like John on the Isle of Patmos marveling at the Antichrist. You actually respect it and go, God, that's 80-something years of just from 14 years old on just wrecking and hurting and doing horrible things and just persecuting and overthrowing and just and being remorseless and proud of it. Can you imagine going on 60 Minutes? You can pull it up on YouTube. They're always expunging it, but folks are always re-uploading it. Because somebody has it, send this to us. I couldn't find it again about a month ago. He did a 60 Minutes interview, I think in like 99. And he goes, yeah, I helped round up Jews all over Romania, and I'm not ashamed of it. I just did what I needed to do. Yeah, big deal. Leslie Stahl interviewed him. And the reason I mention that is this is a guy coming after me. You know, his groups he funds are calling for me to be arrested or investigated. And I mean, and it's like, how weird is that? And I know I just keep bringing that up. It's just, it's so weird to have that sack of, oh, man, I tell you, just, it's over the top that he could operate in this country, that this slime ball isn't in a prison, and he wants me destroyed, and you know what? He might win, folks. America might be that pathetic. I just don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, what have we become? I should be positive that we see pro-liberty, anti-Federal Reserve, Ron Paul types, like David Brett, winning primaries when his competitor spent millions and millions and he spent $150,000. And you better believe the Justice Department is going over every donation. If they find a nickel that was improperly given, he'll go to prison, even though he has no criminal record. They don't care if you're as clean as a whistle, folks. They'll find something. And that's why we've now reached the point of anyone promoting liberty, if they haven't committed a crime against innocence, I don't care how much proof they've got, I'm done. This is a lawless group of scum. They are committing the crimes wholesale in front of everyone. And I'm sticking together with libertarians and paleo conservatives and constitutionalists because the Republican Party has been an evil anathema of blue blood scum, just as bad as the Democrats for decades. But under Obama and the Clintons, they're making their move to get rid of all checks and balances, all opposition. So I would support an inanimate fire hydrant against the Democrats as the choice.
I think an awful lot of people think that we're less safe today than we were a week ago because these five guys are out. These five guys are not a threat to the United States.
The point is that it was illegal what you did, and that's admitted. And so if you don't stop doing it or get in trouble, you're a dictator. That's the whole point. John, you popped my ear earlier, and I kind of missed what you were saying.
I was just thinking back yesterday about how when I was just a listener, you were talking to, I believe it was Lindsay Williams, about Napolitano, who had told her friend to prepare the next 3 years for a gigantic natural disaster. Well, I think we're here. I think this is it.
And that was in Arizona, and she said it'll hit Arizona, and none of us knew what it meant. And the natural disaster is the inflow inviting Latin America up and then going, we've got to be sweet. It could be millions, not hundreds of thousands. And then the public's so dumbed down, they'll probably blame Rand Paul or me for the 15 million extra illegals. Yeah. You know, I was thinking we've got to go get the Oliver North clips from the Rex 84 Iran-Contra hearings. Because if you read the Miami Herald about Rex 84 at the time in 86, when they had those hearings, 87, it says they would use an immigrant inflow emergency to bring in martial law. And I never understood how they would do that. And now I think Obama has pulled Rex 84 off the shelf. And of course, we've said 1,000 times here, no exaggeration, that they would use the illegals to prime the pump of the FEMA camps first, mentioning Rex 84. But no, I think you're right. I think we're now seeing it. Let's pull up the Napolitano article. Outgoing DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano warns of serious cyber attack, unprecedented natural disaster. And it was Lindsay Williams, 2 years before she said that she met with a congresswoman. And I guess I've kind of given it away now. I was saying the state. I can't keep track of all this anymore.
Right, and they had lunch.
Yeah, they had lunch.
She said prepare.
Yep. Man, I'm just so sick of these people. And again, all I want is to have a free country, due process, checks and balances, right to be a father, right to have my basic rights, right to private property, right to Second Amendment. And I've got, you've got, that all the veterans have got. I mean, let's talk about who they're targeting. Returning veterans are the number one enemy, public. And they're not running that in movies and sitcoms and dramas along with actual news for nothing. They're planning to come after you. And then they mention libertarians, constitutionalists, Christians. And they don't mean establishment, megachurch, glitterbug, Pharisee, cult Christians. They mean real Christians who aren't going to put chips in their kids. And by the way, that's all being announced like it's no big deal now. That's another thing. I tell people about plans to chip the public 18, 19 years ago, and people thought I was nuts. Now it's like, yeah, when will kids start getting chips to help them learn? I mean, it's just, well, we're going to help the troops that are depressed with brain chips, AP. There's just massive drug shootings, killings all over the border, 70,000+ dead in Mexico, thousands dead on the U.S. border. But when, when a couple of Border Patrol gets shot, it's just the back of the paper. But then when some clowns reportedly go kill some people, oh my gosh, it's Alex Jones's fault. He caused it because he says the Liberty Movement, don't go out and shoot cops offensively. Try to wake them up. Don't be part of this. The media is pushing this narrative that the Liberty Movement's going to kill cops to hope that that gets in your mind as a way to resist. You heard Bongino, former high-level Secret Service agent, say, yeah, I'm getting a lot of harassment, but I think it encourages it to admit it's going on and validates it. What was the term he used? He said encourage, but he said the equivalent of that. He said it validates it and encourages it. And that's 101. I mean, you don't have sitcoms, dramas, cartoons, the Liberty Movement's going to kill cops and drape them in flags, and then it magically happens. And like I said, it was staged either by the media promoting it to create a copycat off of a non-existent event, or it was staged. And they cut that up to have me saying, it is totally staged by Harry Reid. They'll probably play that clip. Because they're running an enemy operation. I mean, look, when they were given the authorization to come out and say that I was behind the Boston bombing and that I, quote, am deeply racist, close quote, in the same sentence, that was off a teleprompter, folks. That was authorized by the highest levels of the White House. They would never do that a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That means they're going all out. They will do anything to start this civil war, to shame the Tea Party, a new Oklahoma City, to say, oh my gosh, he was a listener of Alex Jones. Remember McVeigh did it for Rush Limbaugh. Remember that? That was USA Today and New York Times, April 21st, 1995. I remember seeing it on the news. You folks can look it up. Rush Limbaugh, the day after, that was in the paper the day after that, the day after Oklahoma City, Bill Clinton came out, there's audio of it, and said Rush Limbaugh and other talk radio with no proof. See how that works? And they did it. That's hands down. No. We know who put the bombs in the building. So you better believe that I suspect this Justice Department now, run by the very same person who was really running it back then, Janet Reno, was such a drug addict when she was a prosecutor. You can look up the Florida papers. I'm not going to even repeat all of it here. If you want to look at the Janet Reno, it's incredible. Totally insane. Child molester. Oh, by the way, yeah, the deputy attorney general was running things, and that was the guy that's the attorney general today, Eric Holder. We are, our Las Vegas affiliate, other affiliates, are saying, yeah, we're getting clearly organized calls to take you off the air, but we've never had more listeners, more support. We love you. Of course, we're not going to take you off. But our affiliates are calling, going, we're getting organized calls to take you off the air. Well, of course they are. That's what they do. They can't intimidate me, so they're going to try to intimidate you. But this show is getting more affiliates. We just got another affiliate, 50,000 watt, in Boston. It was in the Boston newspaper last week. We're getting big affiliates all over the country every few days now. They're freaking out. And what are you going to do, put a bullet in me and make me a martyr, you scum? Don't you get it? I'm committed. I'm not afraid of you. I'm going all the way. You understand that? And so is everybody else.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the dance on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
For whom the bell tolls. business downtown. There's a bell tower down by the river. And it was striking 7 o'clock. And I sat there and listened to the ominous boom. Man, I tell you, the folks that are going to get caught flat-footed by all this craziness, they have no idea what's about to hit this country. People are like, about to hit? We're already getting hit. No, folks. This is only the vanguard. This is only the enemy scout operation. When they drop the hammer, whew, they're crazy enough to do it, too. I know this, though. The Secret Service, almost to a person, absolutely hates Obama because they've seen all the stuff he's up to. And I haven't been told because I don't want to be killed. And these guys are smart enough not to talk about it. Bongino won't talk about it. I've talked to other Secret Service, current ones, you name it. And they just say they've never heard of anything like it, what's going on. Because there's like a crazy psychopathic criminal thing going on where they, when psychos and criminals aren't getting caught or in trouble, they act out to try to get caught. That's basic criminology, and that's what they're doing. Remember the FBI agent who they're now auditing and stuff? I forget his name. We've had him on the show years ago. I want to get him back on. The Western Journalism Center is supporting him. Farrah talked about him. He's got the Patrick Henry Center, I think is what it's called. He got the photos out of the crack pipes and Mao Zedong stuff they put on the White House Christmas tree. What type of mental patient gets off on defacing a Christmas tree like, ooh, it's nasty, it's dirty, I put crack pipes on the Christmas tree, and communist leaders like Karl Marx and Mao Zedong? These are mentally ill people, the type of folks that, you know, play with their crap. I mean, I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but these are sick freaks, folks. And the Secret Service and the FBI has to sit around. I mean, if Hillary Clinton was putting crack pipes on the Christmas tree in 1995, what do you think they're doing now? I mean, the Christmas tree's pretty regardless. What makes you want to go deface it? Why? Why? They're sick freaks. Oh, man, they want to rule us. They want. Why does a psychopath want to grab a woman and tie her up and torture her for a month? Because they like to dominate people. They're bad. They're bad. Now, how else am I supposed to explain this to you? They're evil. Like the communists and the Nazis. Before I end this hour, we need your financial support. We sell great products. InfoWarsLife.com has got the X2 Nation Iodine. It's just blown my mind and my body what's done. You can read all the health information at InfoWarsLife.com, see videos and more. It's truly, this type of iodine is a new discovery with the deep earth crystals. See the videos at InfoWarsLife.com. And don't forget, there's a Texas-based company owned by service-disabled U.S. Air Force veteran that we've gotten great reviews. They've been a sponsor for 2 years. Made in the USA, used by defense contractors in Afghanistan, police all over the USA, and by civilians who want to be prepared when the you-know-what hits the fan. Armor is still legal. Get it now. It's very well priced for what you get. InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm firing myself up for a news blitz. I'm going to give the number out and take a few of your phone calls. I never before heard J.R. Tolkien.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in unlocking
online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.